Good morning. We're continuing Chayyotim Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Aleph, Siman Yud Aleph. The Chayyotim introduces a reason why a person should have a mincha gedolah. He says, "Afila imenu nichlas lemerchutz." A person does not have any halacha concern that the Chazal asked certain activities prior to mincha. Roy lahakdim lispal mincha. Even so, it's still appropriate to daven mincha early. Kedeshiyah ponu base kriya lebeis haknesses. When they announce mincha time, somebody runs to shul. Well, it's better you should stay home for a little bit before you run to shul. Well, why should you stay home a little bit before you run to shul? So you start leilech lemibeso. Achizaris has been a beso. She aliku nerus bismanim. We know that the Mishnah says there are three things that a person is supposed to say in his home when it comes right before Shabbos. He should ask them if they've made an eruv, referring to an eruv chatzeres, so that any carrying which is necessary has been taken care of. He should ask them if they've taken off meiser from all of the produce which is going to be eaten, so they're allowed to eat the produce. And he should say, you should light the neiros, to remind them it's time to light the neiros. Says the Mishnah in the second parak of Masechta Shabbos. We say it in the Bamei Malikin, Friday night. So the person goes to shul before the time of lighting. He's not there to tell his family to light. Chazal put it in common on the individual to ask these three questions. So Chayyotim says, I have a great idea. Daven mincha earlier. And this way, when it comes time to go to the shul for mincha, he doesn't have to go. He can go a little bit later. And he can be home to remind the household that they have to light neiros, which is the din of the Gemara. That person should do so. Now, the Pesukim said the reason why we're concerned about that is because some women are not zriza, not diligent in lighting in the proper time. Arguably, a person who has a wife where she knows is diligent in that regard, a person is allowed to leave and go, does not need to say this. But the Chayyotim is saying in the scenario where that wasn't so, it would be really appropriate the person should be home. Many times, the women are not so careful to light in the right time. They have Jewish maidservants, Jewish servants in the house. They're not always so careful to light at the proper time. Some women were not knowledgeable. They did not know the halachos, and they were not careful to light at the proper time. So in that situation, they knew once they light the neiros, they can't do anything else for Shabbos. Things weren't done. There's a lot of manual labor. It was very hard. And they would forget, wouldn't focus on the time. The next thing you know, it's too late. And then they would light neiros, chas v'shalom, at the time when they're not allowed to light neiros. So it's a good idea the husband should be home to address the issue. The husband should focus on the responsibility of pointing out to the individuals and hastening them that they should light the neiros in the proper time. While we're on the topic, so Reuben Chatzeres is done nowadays by the many places by the Rav and the Shul, and it's kept from year to year. They used to make Reuben Chatzeres with rolls, and each week they would contribute rolls for the Chatzer. So it was a smaller area, and they would contribute from week to week. They had to make sure that the people made their Reuben Chatzeres. Reuben Tchumen, if a person has to go outside of the tomb, he would make it. That's not something he has to ask the family. Eruv Tashil is only relevant on the case where Yom Tov falls out on Friday. But Eruv Chatzeres was relevant every single week. So, but we don't ask the question because it's not done in each individual home anymore. Taking off Chumas and Meisers is relevant to Eretz Yisrael. What about being Ma'ar for Shchal? Does the husband have a responsibility to ask his wife, was she Ma'ar for Shchal? That's a form of Chumas and Meisters. So there's a beautiful sefer from the Das Kedoshim. He wrote a sefer on, he was the Rav in the city of Buchach, and he wrote a sefer called the Eshel Avram. It's referred to as the Eshel Avram from Buchach, in order to differentiate it from the Eshel Avram written by the Prima Gadim. So he says, the reason why we call the Chalas for Shabbos Chalos is to be a reminder that you have to be Mefresh Kala. So intrinsic in the name is the reminder. So therefore he says there's no need to remind the wife to take off be Mefresh Kala, because the name itself always acts as a reminder. That's the reason behind the minig, why we start referring to the loaves as Kalas, which really is somewhat confusing, because the Kala is referred to, the Torah is referring to the small amount that you take off that you give to the Kayan. So why are we calling the whole loaf on that name? He says that's the reason. So therefore there's no need to ask the family. That being said, if a person is aware that his family tends to forget, he should definitely remind them. Okay, with this we've finished the Siman Yud Aleph. We'll learn the next Siman in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.